But on the line right now, we have with us author Charlotte Bernardo. She writes for middle-aged young adults, and her latest one is called Evolution Revolution, Simple Machines. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
So this is a book of maybe four, I think, is the plan?
Yes, four have been planned, although if I had a big, fat publishing contract, I could extend it more.
And this one is called Evolution, as I mentioned, Evolution Revolution, Simple Machines, and it involves Jack, a gray squirrel, as it says here on the cover, declaring war against the construction machines that have come to cut down the woods. And he starts learning how to use simple machines. So there's some education going on in this book.
Yes, well, he's a regular squirrel, the kind you'd find in your backyard. And he's stealing, from the bird feeder. And then he sees this little boy who's at a table. And he's curious, as all squirrels are. He goes over there, and the boy is kind and gives him food. And they start up a friendship. And the boy slowly teaches him simple things like how to roll a wheel. And then the squirrel applies what he's learned to making his life in the woods easier. And he becomes actually thirsty. He wants to learn more. So he keeps going back to the boy, and it evolves into the boy learning simple machines like the wheel, the axle, the lever, inclined plane.
Taking me back to my science class in school. What was the inspiration for this? Were you looking out the window one day and saw some squirrels and thought, I wonder what they're thinking?
Well, it happened two ways. First, my son brought home his third grade science homework, which was all based on simple machines. I'm like, oh, I remember doing that in school. And then I have a nice backyard, and I had a squirrel that would come visit, and he would do the darndest things. Like if I threw a banana out and it got frozen because we had snow, he knew how to dig around the snow to get the banana out and ate only what he needed, and then he'd come back, and then I saw a TV show on BBC America that showed how smart squirrels really are. It's amazing the things that they can do, and it just all clicked together.
So Jack needs help. Jack reaches out to other animals there in the woods. How does he do that?
Well, the machines go, they were next to the boys' house building, and then they cross the road to where Jack's woods are. And he tells the other machines, the machines are here. And they're like, oh, we have to run, because he calls a gathering. They have this big rock. It's called Speaking Rock. And an owl calls everyone together, and they all say, we have to run. And he says, no, I'm not leaving my home. I'm going to fight the machines. And, of course, the animals are like, you're crazy. Too many nuts have fallen on your head. But he manages to convince them with the things that he's learned.
This particular book is aimed at what age level?
It's basically for like 8 to 12, or if you have some readers that maybe are, a little reluctant, it can go higher. But like one reviewer called it like Watership Down, which means it's any age can read it and pick something up from it. It's allegorical.
We're talking this morning with Charlotte Bernardo. What was your path to authorship?
It's been a long path. I always liked to write. I started writing in school, really bad poetry, and then I went on to the school newspaper, and then I went to school for journalism. I was a reporter photographer for about a year, and it didn't pay very well, and I had to decide, do I want to eat or do I want to put gas in my car? So I went back to school and was a paralegal for a while, and then once I settled down with kids, I started writing again, stories for them, about them, and then I just, kept going. Didn't take no for an answer.
So they became your audience, in a sense, or your editors. I'm not sure which, but maybe both.
Well, they became my muses. They don't read my stuff.
This particular book, Evolution Revolution, it is out now. When you look at putting a book together, and what genre do you start with a story, figure out where it fits? Do you kind of look at a genre that you want to write about? Because there's a difference between doing, certain young adult novels. This one has sort of an animal aspect to it. What are your inspirations for that?
Well, I just go wherever the story takes me. That's why I've written across so many genres, you know, for younger kids and older kids, young adults, college age, which is new adult. I have a manuscript I'm working on that. And as far as the subject, I do anything that doesn't have angst. I'm not a, you know, dramatic writer. I like humor. I like science. I like mystery. I like horror, history. So I write across all those genres.
No end of the world, apocalyptic kind of a thing, right?
I'm even though I can be cynical, I'm too much of a hopeful person to write end of the world things.
Right, because there's a lot of young adult novels that sort of have that sort of tone to them, I guess. But maybe that's just the, as you say, a trend for that. Evolution Revolution is the book, Simple Machines, and other books are planned in this series. If people want to get a hold of this and start finding out about Jack's adventure, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com. They can ask their local bookstore to order it. It is available for them to order. It's available in ebook and paperback, although my illustrator did such beautiful jobs, you know. I would say get the book because the pictures are really great. Or they can go to my website. My blog is called Author on the Loose. And if you Google my name or that, you'll find it. And it has all the information about the book and my other books and just gossipy stuff if you want to know what's going on in the life of a writer.
Any tips on keeping squirrels away from bird feeders? Did you kind of...
A squirrel will spend a month at least figuring out how to defeat puzzles on the bird feeder. Mm-hmm. And they don't care if they'll take crazy chances jumping from trees and stuff. So I don't think they've really perfected that yet. I mean, I've seen all kinds. They have some like with baffles, like that huge bells.
Right.
That hangs so the squirrel can't get up.
Usually it's just a waste of money. You just have to buy an extra bag for the squirrel
in.
But I like the research you've had to do that. Obviously, for your main character being a squirrel, as you mentioned, kind of doing some of the research and understanding a little bit about that. So you can get into the mind of the squirrel as much to bring him to life in this book. Evolution, Revolution, Simple Machines is the book. Our guest today, Charlotte Bernardo. Thanks for sharing a bit of the story. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.